AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. MCOR's long-running trend signal survives a four-week stall as 2.3 million shares returned. MCOR closed the week at $836.60, still 11.1% above its weekly trend line, but short-term follow-through has softened, and activity pressure has fallen sharply from May levels. Research brief. MCOR Group added 1.6% in the week ended 19 June on 2.3 million shares, above both its 13-week and 52-week volume baselines. The industrial stock retains a constructive weekly regime, with 51 of the past 52 weeks active, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength. The read is not one way. The stock is down 1.5% over 4 weeks, sits 12.1% below its 52-week high, and activity pressure has cooled by 89.2% over the past month. Key points. 1. EME closed at $836.60, up 1.6% for the week, with volume at 1.3x the 13-week average and 1.1x the 52-week average. 2. The stock remains 11.1% above its 753.0 trend line and 80.9% above ShareMaestro fair value of 462.5. Showing persistent premium demand. 3. Momentum is mixed. 12-week, 26-week, and 52-week returns remain strong at 14.2%, 37.0%, and 72.8%, while the 4-week return is negative at negative 1.5%. 4. Sector context is only moderately supportive. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.4% weekly gain, while U.S. engineering and construction averaged 2.2%, leaving EME slightly behind its industry for the week. 5. Watch the trend line, activity pressure, and volume. A move with participation above 1.5x would carry stronger confirmation than the latest 1.3x reading. Price action remains constructive, but the recovery is no longer urgent. MCOR Group, the $36.8 billion engineering and construction name within industrials, finished the latest week at $836.60, up 1.6%. That kept the stock in the upper quartile of its 52-week range at 75.4%, but still 12.1% below the $952 high. The weekly trend signal remains active after a 51-week active streak, and the close is comfortably above the 753.0 trend line, preserving the broader regime despite the recent pause. The tension is in the shorter-term tape. EME is up 14.2% over 12 weeks, 37.0% over 26 weeks, and 72.8% over 52 weeks, but has slipped 1.5% across the past 4 weeks. That leaves the setup in balanced territory rather than a clean acceleration phase. The 80.9% premium to ShareMaestro fair value points to strong demand, but it also raises the sensitivity to any further loss of momentum. Sector and industry breadth argue for selectivity. The industrial sector was positive for the week, with an average gain of 1.4%, broadly in line with MCOR's 1.6% move. Sector breadth is mixed. 56.0% of the group has active trend signals, 55.0% has positive market dynamics, and 48.0% shows positive relative strength. EME ranks around the middle of the U.S. industrials peer set on weekly return, at 299 of 661. The industry read is more uneven. U.S. engineering and construction averaged a stronger 2.2% weekly return and 5.9% over 4 weeks, while EME's 4-week return is negative. Industry market dynamics breadth is healthy at 61.5%, but active trend signal breadth is only 46.2%, and positive relative strength breadth is 36.5%. That means EME's own signal stack is stronger than many direct peers, even as it has lagged the industry's recent rebound. Participation improved, while pressure and relative strength cooled. Volume offered partial confirmation. The latest week traded 2.3 million shares, equal to 1.3x the 13-week average of 1.8 million, and 1.1x the 52-week average of 2.1 million. That is better than the prior week's 1.6 million shares, and gives the 1.6% gain more credibility than a low-volume bounce. Though it is still short of the stronger participation threshold the market would normally want to see for a decisive continuation. Market dynamics remain positive, with activity pressure at 0.12 and relative strength at 8.39, but both have lost force. Activity pressure is down 89.2% over 4 weeks, while relative strength has fallen 34.9%. The expectancy model remains positive at 65.66%, supporting the forward read, but the presence of 9 recent reversal markers keeps risk evidence visible. Risk is contained, not absent. Recent volatility is running below the 1-year baseline, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 3.7% versus 4.3% over 52 weeks. The broader distribution is still favorable. EME has logged 37 positive weeks against 15 negative weeks in the past year. The average positive week is 3.2%, while the average negative week is negative 3.8%, so down weeks have tended to be somewhat sharper when they arrive. The immediate watch list is straightforward. The $753.0 trend line remains the key weekly regime level. Activity pressure needs to stabilize after the recent cooling, and volume above 1.5 times the 13-week average would strengthen confirmation if price attempts to close the high-water gap. Without that, the stock can remain constructive while still vulnerable to a choppy consolidation below its May peak. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.